English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Mathieu était l'heureux gagnant du gros lot à la loterie nationale de son pays. Il va raconter sa vie d'alors au journaliste Benjamin. Il évoquera aussi sa vie actuelle et exprimera des regrets. Écoutons l'ancien millionnaire et le journaliste. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux aux deux énoncés que vous allez entendre. 1. L'émotion avait rendu Mathieu fou. 2. Son logeur le priait de rester. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Mathieu se rappelle-t-il quand il a gagné à la loterie? 2. Comment Mathieu s'est-il senti après son gain? 3. Qu'est-ce qu'il a acheté avec l'argent gagné? Vous apprendrez enfin comment exprimer des actions au passé en écoutant des phrases au passé ou « past simple » en anglais. Écoutons l'ancien millionnaire et le journaliste.
When was it? I mean, when did you win the lottery?
It happened on Friday, the 13th, in 2003, I think. Perhaps it was in 2002 or in 2004, maybe.
How did you feel?
I felt crazy for days and days.
Crazy? Why would you feel crazy? Was it very emotional?
Yep, lots of emotion, lots of happiness, lots of everything.
Can you tell me why?
Because it was so sudden and so good.
So what was the first thing you did with the money?
I bought my own house, a big house. When I moved out, the landlord was begging me not to go.
What else did you buy?
Furniture, nice furniture.
What else?
I replaced my old car. I went and bought a big German car.
Merci. Did you buy a Mercedes?
No, it was a BMW, young man.
Where did you keep the money?
In my pocket, in my bag, at the bank. For once in my life, the bank manager was running after me instead of me running after him.
That sounds great. So what is the situation today?
Different, young man. But that is an old story.
Why?
At first, my life was great. Now, I have nothing but trouble. Trouble with the landlord, trouble with the bank, trouble with my friends.
Even with your friends?
Well, you know what they say. No money, no friends. Trust me, I know.
Nous avons entendu dans cet entretien Mathieu parler de sa vie passée et de ce qu'il vit à présent. L'énoncé 1 est faux. L'émotion a rendu Mathieu fou. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Son logeur l'a prié de rester. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Mathieu se rappelle-t-il quand il a gagné à la loterie? Non. 2. Combien de voitures a-t-il acheté? 1. 3. Qu'est-ce qu'il a acheté avec l'argent gagné? Une maison, des meubles et une voiture. Et si vous auriez gagné à la loterie, qu'est-ce que vous achèteriez avec l'argent gagné? Répétez ces phrases dites par Mathieu.
It happened on Friday, the 13th. I replaced my old car.
Répétez aussi. He called the bank manager. We listened to Matthew's story. Ces phrases expriment des actions passées au simple past avec des verbes réguliers. Benjamin aussi a posé ses questions en utilisant également le simple past. Répétez ces questions.
When did you win the lottery? How did you feel? What else did you buy?
Répétez aussi. Where did the students go? Why did the music stop? Comme Benjamin, nous avons utilisé dans ces questions « did » suivi du sujet et suivi de l'infinitif sans « to ». Nous connaissons maintenant l'histoire de Mathieu. Vous avez entendu « vrai » ou « faux » à des énoncés. Vous avez répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris à utiliser le « simple past » pour exprimer des actions passées et vous poser des questions. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel.
Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Deux questions d'étiquette dans le milieu des affaires. Première question, les Américains dans les milieux d'affaires utilisent-ils leur prénom ou leur nom de famille?
Do Americans usually use their first name or last name in business?
First name, c'est le prénom. My first name is Michel. Last name, nom de famille. My last name is Joseph. What is your first name? Quel est votre prénom? À vous de me répondre. What is your first name? What is your last name? Quel est votre nom de famille? Répondez-moi. What is your last name? Comme vous allez entendre, pour Gary, c'est une question difficile.
This is a difficult question. To be safe, use the name that the other person gives you.
This is a difficult question. C'est une question difficile. To be safe, use the name that the other person gives you. Pour être sûr de ne pas faire une gaffe, to be safe, donnez-lui le nom qu'il ou elle se donne, le prénom ou le nom de famille. Gary dit, quand il se présente, please call me Gary. Veuillez m'appeler Gary. Please call me Gary. C'est ainsi que vous donnez la permission à l'autre personne de vous appeler d'une certaine façon. Écoutons la conversation qui suit à propos de la première question.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Gary. Our listeners have sent in some email questions, Gary. Our first question is, do Americans usually use their first name or last name in business?
Well, this is a difficult question. To be safe, use the name that the other person gives you. I always say, please call me Gary.
Gary dit, I always say, je dis toujours, always. I always say, please call me Gary. Littéralement, s'il vous plaît, s'il te plaît, appelle-moi Gary. Appelle-moi Gary. Please call me Miss Joseph. Please call me Mrs. Joseph. Ce qui nous amène à la prochaine question d'étiquette. Elizabeth demande à Gary, when speaking with women in business, quand on parle à des femmes dans un contexte d'affaires ou professionnel,
when speaking with women in business, when should we use Miss, Mrs. or Ms?
When should we use, quand doit-on se servir de? When should we use Miss,
Mrs. or Ms. Miss, mademoiselle, ou, comme le dit Gary, for single women, pour les femmes célibataires. Single women, les femmes célibataires, miss. Ou bien, Mrs., madame, for married women, pour les femmes mariées, for married women.
Well, miss is for single women, Mrs. is for married women.
Ou encore, Ms., un mot nouveau qui est neutre et n'implique pas le statut de célibataire ou de marié à la femme en question.
Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married.
Écoutez la conversation qui suit.
Our next question is, when speaking with women in business, when should we use Miss, Mrs. or Ms.?
Well, Miss is for single women, Mrs. is for married women. Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married. I always use Ms. because with Ms. I usually don't offend people.
What do most American women in business prefer?
I believe that most American women prefer Ms.
Thank you, Gary.
Finissez la phrase. Vous allez entendre le début et vous devez terminer la phrase. Écoutez et finissez la phrase.
Some people use their first name in business, but others prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
They prefer to use their last name.
Le nom de famille.
Most American women prefer to be addressed as Ms. They prefer to be addressed as Ms.
Ms, c'est neutre.
In the past, people used to address all married women as Mrs.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Aujourd'hui, nous serons en compagnie de Martin Lerner et de son fils Alan. Ils veulent acheter des chaussures et une chemise dans une boutique de vêtements pour hommes, a men's store. Vous apprendrez à décrire ce que vous voulez acheter. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph.
Hi, Dad. What are you doing?
Waiting for your mother and Sue.
When are they coming?
At 2 o'clock.
You're early. Come with me.
Where?
I want to buy a pair of shoes.
Where are we going?
Right here.
What kind of shoes do you want?
I need dress shoes.
I like these shoes. Do you like this kind?
No, they're for old men. May I help you? I want to look at some shoes.
What color?
Black.
Do young men wear black shoes?
Sometimes.
What kind of shoes do you want? Casual shoes?
I want dress shoes, but a little casual.
He doesn't want old men's shoes.
I see. Do you like these? We have them in brown and black. They're okay.
Let's try them for size. What size do you wear?
Size 11.
You're now ready to go shopping. Vous êtes prêts maintenant pour aller faire vos achats de vêtements ou de chaussures dans un shopping mall ici aux États-Unis. Practice hard, alone or with friends and family. Exercez-vous, même tout seul ou en famille et avec des amis. Until next time, goodbye. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait. avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
Et à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Et vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct
et de pratiquer l'anglais avec
Michel
et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Hello and welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. C'est Michel Joseph.
Non, Michel Joseph quand même. Et Roger Muntou.
We're both here. Nous sommes tous les deux là. What's wrong with me today?
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with you today?
I think I'm tired.
I think you had a long day.
All right. But we are here to describe the present, to make it more understandable for you. Le présent, l'action dans le présent, l'action qui est en cours, an action which is ongoing, a progressive action. Mm. Can you add anything to that, Roger?
Well, yeah, a progressive action, meaning pretty much the way the word says it, the progressive action, the action that's in progress.
In progress.
Meaning that it started, but hasn't ended yet.
It has not ended. And
right.
For this, we need to use the verb to be, which all of us know
right.
In English.
To be.
It's a basic. Le verbe être, to be.
To be, yeah.
And we have to conjugate that verb and then add the action verb. And what do we add at the end?
We add an ing.
Ing.
And which also some people, a friend of mine, you never said an ing, always say ing.
I-N-G.
Yeah, he never liked to say ing because it sounds like some kind of foreign language.
And sometimes, actually, when you're speaking, you don't hear ing.
Yeah, exactly.
Ing.
Yeah. So he said ing to make it easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to warm up.
That's right. Let's warm up now.
In fact, Roger,
we're
not going to warm up alone.
We're not going to warm up alone?
We're going to ask our guests to warm up with us. Let's announce our guests.
Oh, we do have guests
today. A bit of music.
Yes, that's a little music for the guests.
And
come
I
on.
Think we have ladies.
Ladies' night.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue. We're going to welcome our guest, Halima Touré. Mariam Gaba from Bamako.
Mariam Gaba.
And Awa Traoré. My gosh, we're blessed.
We're blessed with Mali today.
They are from Mali. Everyone is from Mali.
Yeah.
Ladies, let's hear from you. Hi.
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 We're really happy to have you. Welcome to our studio.
Yeah.
And I can hear some birds in the background. That's kind of nice. We're going to talk about the present. The present that is progressing. So I think we're going to talk to one guest at a time.
Yeah, that'd be much easier.
So, Roger, what about welcoming Mariam Gaba, who is secretary of the English club in Bamako, is that right, Mariam?
All right. Yes, I'm here.
All right. She is where she is. I'm here. She said, yes,
yes
I'm here.
I'm here. Right.
Now, Mariam, you're going to have to give us an example of what you are doing. So you're going to use a verb in the progressive, I am, and you choose the verb that you are, that
okay.
is.
Okay, I can say that I'm thinking or I am working hard.
Okay, she's working hard.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to ask Halima Touré to give us an example of what she's doing right now in the present.
At this moment,
progressive.
Okay, what I'm doing right now, I'm just learning from you.
Very good.
All right.
That's very good.
She's learning from
learning
us.
And I'm listening too.
And she's listening. Excellent.
That's true, yes.
Okay. What about you, Awa Traoré?
Awa Traoré, what are you doing right now? Uh-oh, Awa Traoré just fell.
She fell down. She's falling.
She's falling down. Hello, Awa Traoré.
Awa Touré.
Ah, it's Awa Touré. It's
I'm
not Traoré. Ah, this is Touré. This is not Traoré. Yeah, there is one Awa Traoré. There is also Awa Touré. So this is Awa Touré. So, Awa Touré, what are you doing right now?
She is eating.
Oh, you,
fantastic.
You're eating what, bébé? What are you eating? What are you eating?
Beans. Delicious.
That's good stuff. Yum,
it really
yummy.
Is.
Yummy, yummy.
Gives a lot of energy.
Yes.
Okay. So, Halima Touré was learning and listening.
Yes.
Mariam Gaba was working or thinking.
Thinking.
Thinking and working.
Right.
And Awa Touré is eating.
And falling.
And falling, yes. Right.
And eating and falling. Yep.
Eating and falling.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe we can ask Halima Touré to ask Mariam Gaba a question about another activity. Since both of you are in Bamako, maybe you should greet each other. Let's listen to how they greet each other. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Awa. Halima. I can say Halima.
Hi, Mariam. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Oh, I'm fine too.
Glad to meet you.
You live in Bamako. Where?
Bamako.
The name of your living place.
Doctor.
Where do you live?
Where do you live in Bamako?
I live in Senu. And you?
Ah, in Senu. Okay, me? I was living in Falagan, not far from Senu, but I'm with my husband in Seba, in the north of Mali.
In Falagan.
What I'm saying?
Yes, and you, Falagan.
One lady at a time, Halima Touré, you are explaining to Mariam Gaba. I heard her say, I was living. Okay, that's the past. Let's stick to the present. We will get to the past. Stick to the present.
Okay. Yes. I understand now. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. So Halima, speak to Mariam, and then Mariam, listen to her, and then Halima, pause, and let Mariam give you an answer, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Halima.
Do you want me to speak to her in present?
In the present, and Mariam, please answer Halima in the present. Progressive.
Okay.
Mariam?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing now?
Now I'm learning my lesson.
What?
I'm learning my lesson because I'm learning my
lesson. You're learning your lesson?
Yes.
Good.
All right. Very good. They both did a fantastic job. Now, you're going to do the opposite. Mariam, you're going to ask Halima something about what she's doing in the present, an action which is progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mariam.
Okay. Halima, where are you living in Bamako?
What?
Where are you living in Bamako?
where I live.
Yes.
I'm not right now in Bamako. I'm living in Sevari.
Oh, Sevari is my old town.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Okay. Do you know Lycée Amadou Ndigo Sevari?
Yes.
That is wonderful. Yes. We really love this dialogue. Let's go for a break and we'll come back with our lady guests from Bamako.
Okay.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Ben, vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct et de pratiquer l'anglais.
Avec
Michel
et Roger. Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Consultez aussi notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Okay, welcome back, ladies of Bamako. We have Halima Touré, Mariam Gaba of the Bamako English Club.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that's like.
Yeah.
Must be fun. And we have Hawa Touré as well. Now, do any of your ladies, I'm going to ask all of you and then I'll ask one of you to answer. Do you have any difficulties in adding the ing at the end of these verbs? For example,
So who are you asking? Are you asking
It can be tricky. Actually, the sound is the same, so does it really matter? It sounds the same.
Oh, the sound, yes, the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So since we're just talking, ladies, we're not going to worry about the spelling.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of writing, yes, there could be some issues with spelling. But since we're talking, all of the progressive verbs sound like ing at the end.
Ing at the end, that's right. Okay. That's all they have to remember for now.
But there is a challenge with some words that end with ing. We can confuse them sometimes with the progressive. Some of the words or verbs that end with ing are actually acting as nouns. So, for example, she is gardening is different from I love gardening.
Mm.
So I'm going to ask Halima Touré, do you understand the difference between I am gardening and gardening meaning I'm, you know, working in my garden to grow my food or grow my flowers? So I am gardening. And the difference between I love gardening.
The difference between them.
Yes, because they sound the same. They're written the same. But is it the same thing? I love gardening and I am gardening.
I am gardening is something happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I am
that's
gardening.
True.
This
yep.
is the present.
Yep.
But I love gardening is a sentence. We can say that. Mm. I love gardening.
Okay, so in this
but
case.
I am gardening is the present.
Mm.
Exactly.
Mm. I love gardening. It become a noun.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right,
that's
exactly.
Correct.
It's,
that's correct.
It's been used here as an adjective or as a gerund.
Yeah.
They call it gerund. So I'm going to ask Mariam Gaba, are you drinking tea? That's a question involving the action of drinking. Are you drinking tea as compared to, do you love drinking tea? Do you hear the difference?
You are drinking tea, and do you love drinking tea?
Mm-hmm.
For me, you are drinking tea is the action.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You are drinking tea, it is the action.
Yep.
Do you love drinking tea? It is to ask question.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yep. So drinking tea, drinking in this case is a gerund. It's not being used as a verb.
Mm.
It's a description.
Mm.
Very good. So you've got that quite well. All right. So thank you, Halima Touré and Mariam Gaba.